don't hurt my feelings, boy. You talk about a good party. Oh, yeah. I'm down.
Oh, so
my, don't threaten me with a good time.
Now this is my special quest. Is there can I DJ that night?
But let's see, that night. Well, see, you know that. Well, you and I tell you what, yeah, that might be fun. You and my main girl over there at Jamestown, mm-hmm. Jen.
Yeah,
she's gonna be DJing too. So
okay, yeah, so,
you can do that.
We can work that. You can
mix it up.
Yeah,
I don't care because I'm gonna be mingling.
Yes.
All right, give me the night off. Well, partially.
Yeah, as long as we can get to music, I can make it happen.
The music. Well, did we have music last time?
Yes, we did.
We have music this time.
Right.
That's no issue.
Exactly.
Let's do it. I checked with the CEO. He says all right.
Ooh, it's gonna be so lit. Oh, it's gonna be so lit. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yo, guys, it's 10 o'clock.
And yeah, hey, all right.
Hey, so you know that's we only got one time for one thing. Oh, by the way, shout out to Brian Cashman for finally signing Aaron Judge. You know, 9 years,
$360 million. Was it 360 or three?
Yes, and he had no choice. Okay.
Good lord.
Brian Cashman was signed to do one job.
Okay.
And he did it.
All right.
That point blank period.
All
right. Aaron Judge could not leave New York, and Brian Cashman can leave New York alive.
Well, let's hope New York they do a lot better than they did last year, because they started off on fire and then all of a sudden the flame went out.
I seen what the other team in New York did.
Oh boy, the Mets. Yes, they did.
They did a lot with that pitch. They said, "Hey, you got Verlander on that staff."
I was like,
"They got who else?"
That's all they needed was Verlander.
But now they got the other boy, Switzer or something.
I know they're supposed to have that. If they don't have the highest payroll in the league, I think they up there with Philly. I thought it was New York at first.
Yo, no, the Mets have been, I think his name is Cohen.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got bread like
that. Well,
they've been spending a lot of money lately. They had the Mets was great at pitching. The Yankees was great at hitting home runs.
All right. With all of this money that these teams right now, boy, they are spending money like drunken sailors.
Trey, what the boy? The boy from the Dodgers and signed with the Phillies, he got it like
with all that money. Look here,
yes.
But now let's go back a second here. Who won the chip? I believe it was Houston, right?
Yeah,
yes, it was Houston.
So
shout out Big Dusty Baker.
Yeah, you know what? I tell you what, well deserved too. Because what is it? I think he managed over 2,000
over 2,000 games.
2,000 games. He finally got it. So I was happy for that. You know, I was pulling for Philly, but then I realized this man has been in the game for a long time, been with many teams, and he represented himself well. So I was happy for him. I really was.
Yeah.
So let's find out who's going to win, because I tell you what insults me. These cats are making $30, $40, $50 million a year. And you got other people out here that can't get and Congress won't even pass a minimum wage for some people, $15 an hour. And then we are paying to see these guys, and they have 100,000 times our salary and all this kind of stuff. So with all this money floating around, you know it can't be but one champ anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But to me, the product does not equate or equal the amount of revenue that these guys are receiving. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody give me $3 million sitting on the bench. I'll do it.
Yeah. For $3 million, I sit the bench. Hey, your water will never be empty. You'll have your towels be warm, everything be nice, crisp, folded.
That's right.
Your seat be dry.
That's right.
Hey, for $3 million.
Yeah.
I'm doing something. I'm making sure all the balls inflated, make sure you got nice little dump out pad, make sure dump passes is crisp during the layup lines, everything.
Hey, I'll take that deal.
Any day of the week. Woo! that NBA money. And look, it's 10 Oh, it's 10:07 Hey, we got to get into some NFL. That if I'd have told you that Baker Mayfield was going to come, was going to get cut by the Carolina Panthers. He requested a release, by the way.
I don't blame him.
2 days late, and after that, yeah, he'll have a job 2 days later. Started for the Los Angeles Rams against the Raiders. I picked the Raiders to win that game.
You know
that I mailed that in as soon as I figured Baker Mayfield's gonna play off 2 days.
Yeah, he shocked you, didn't he?
Man, I didn't even watch the game.
I didn't watch it either, but
I woke up yesterday. I woke up yesterday morning like WTF.
You know, I tell you what, the Raiders, the only thing I like about the Raiders is this slick jersey I have on right here, right? Yeah, that's right. I'm wearing some Raiders gear right now.
They shot themselves.
Man, look, I'm telling you right now, it is unbelievable. The Raiders, Other than Houston, how disappointed is the Raiders to you? Well, you didn't expect anything this year anyway.
Huh? No, I gotta wear this L because I thought the Raiders was gonna win the West.
What? Ooh. That's right, you did say that earlier.
Yes, I had the Raiders winning the West.
And then
because they got the talent to do it.
But then you woke up out of that bad dream, didn't you?
I don't.
Yeah.
This is one of the worst coaches I've ever seen.
Unbelievable. Still got a job. How much is he making a year? I'll take that job. And I guarantee you, I'll get at least one or two
wins
in him.
It wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
It was the defense with the stupid penalties. And it.
They've been doing it all year.
It was the players at the end of this game. I just watched. The other day, I watched the 2 minute drive,
man.
The 98 yard drive. I watched it. Penalties helped Baker Mayfield out. Like one play, you sacked him. Y'all sacked him. He took a loss.
Bang.
You get up, defense player get up, Baker Mayfield get up, Baker got the ball in his hand. You smacked the ball out of his hand right there in front of the referee's face.
Man.
What'd that do? 15 yards.
15 yards.
Then you had an interception. What happened? Pass interference.
Is it Mark?
That was they got a pass interference on the interception.
The Raiders, let me just say
something. Then it was a couple of big catches.
And let me share something with you. The Raiders have been a disappointment to me since they left Los Angeles, went back to Oakland, okay? Because remember, for 10 years, while they was in L.A., as a matter of fact, you came to visit me, and I was a Raiders fan, boy, big-time, die-hard Raiders fan.
Now, by the time I went to see you, you was over the Raiders. You was on the Cowboys.
Oh, okay. All right. That happened, too. Yeah, I've been around the league. I don't care. I really don't care. I'm going to tell you why.
You're still with the Raiders.
With the Raiders.
And you was about to go to the Cowboys.
Okay, right. And then a few years later, I dumped them.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have no shame. I really don't. And I'm going to tell you why. No, y'all laughing at me. People tell me, hey, you're a fair weather fan. I said, when's the last time those teams sent me a check? If you ain't sending me no check, I can't spell loyalty. Mm-mm. I can't do it. I won't do it. So y'all, any of y'all got your diehard teams that's been losing for years, like the Cleveland Browns, you know, and the rest of you guys out there, all right? More power to you. Leave me alone. I have a choice of switching team when I get ready, because they fire players when they get ready, don't they? They fire coaches when they get ready, don't they?
That's right.
I can dump anybody I want, so leave me alone. All right, back to you, Bill.
Honestly, that's the same way I feel about the NBA now.
See?
My love for the Yankees will never go away. My love for the Eagles will never go away. But when Jordan left the Bulls, I did not like those dudes no more.
No, you can't.
I'm sorry.
It was Scottie Pippen's team.
No, it was nothing attractive about them at all. I didn't want them to win. You know, so I can't sit up here and say that I will ever be a diehard fan of an NBA team. Like, yes, I love Giannis. I am on the Milwaukee Bucks bandwagon as long as Giannis is there. But I promise you this. If Giannis bounces, go to San Antonio, I'm a Spurs fan. If he bounces, it goes to Utah. Yes, as much as I said bad mouth anything about Utah, I will be a Utah Jazz fan as long as Giannis is there. Bro. I will always root for him. I've been down with him since day one. But the same token, I got like two pairs of Jason Tatum shoes, man. Them things is comfortable.
Yeah, I bet.
So I'm a Jason Tatum fan too.
JT has been doing it. Hey,
I'm a Paul George fan.
Let's talk to the guru for a few minutes. I'll be right back.
Oh yeah, El Mark, how you doing, brother?
We see you on the screen,
How's
Mark.
Everybody doing?
All right. Hey, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Hey, so give me your thoughts on the NBA. Who you like out the East? Who you like out the West?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
He's got a bad connection.
Nope.
Yeah, we can hear him, but he can't hear us.
Hey, Mark, allow your mic. Oh, he's bouncing out, and then go and talk.
Oh, go ahead. Well, we got to shift gears real quick. It's 10:13. Y'all know how we talk about. You know how we go down here with these NFL picks. So we got to get into those right now. Man, like I said, last Thursday, I woke up like, yo, what WTF? Same thing about Monday night. You know, you would think that New Orleans had it in the bag, right?
Oh, man.
And that goat Tom Brady did his thing. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, we got to get in.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we're talking about the NFL, right? Those last two games, Monday night and what happened on Monday night and what happened on Thursday night. Give us your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, Tampa Bay game, to be honest with you, I was looking on it at my computer at work, and it got to a certain point in the game where I said, man, this is over with. I logged off. Something told me about 20 minutes later, just log back in and see what happens. I said, no, it's over with. I ain't logging back into this. And I logged back in and seen the score, and I said, how did this happen? I mean, that was just the first thought in my mind, is how did this happen? And, you know, Thursday, I was, you know, to be honest with you, I was happy for Baker, to be honest with you. And I had a weird feeling that game was going to end up the way it did. I mean, the Raiders are a total mess. They need to get Josh McDaniel out of there. It's obvious Derek Carr needs a new home. Maybe Aaron Rodgers will come there. Who knows? But how can I put it? The Tampa Bay game, like I said, that totally caught me off guard. I figured, their season might be over. But the Rams, I don't know. You know, people were talking so much about Baker. I'm going to be honest with you. I had a feeling that was going to happen.
Wow. I had a feeling that was going to happen, too. Because I had to eat some crow, still going to eat it. I got to wear this L for the rest of the season, Mark. I had the Raiders winning that division. But I should have known better of Coach Bill Belichick, disciple, trying to make it out there on his own. And this is the second time around. And I don't know what he has to do, what's going wrong for him, but it ain't working at the offensive coordinator. So I see him as amongst one of these one and dones, because I really think that is the problem right there and there. Yes, I know Romo alluded to all the penalties that they had. That penalties goes back to discipline, which goes back to the coaching. Now, I've always said coaching matters, and I think this team right now, they need to hit the reset button on the coaching staff, because I think they got it wrong. I really do.
I don't think they should have fired the coach that they had.
Yeah, Versace had those boys balling.
When you got the when you When you see you got players playing for your coach, you just don't up and just let that
go. No one would have been opposed to making Versace the head coach. No one would have opposed to that. That man has worked hard. He has earned it. He should have been a head coach, and they would have been in a whole lot better position than where they are now. I don't know where these guys thinking that these owners thinking they can out football coaches, the football coaches.
Well, they can't afford to fire this dude right now because of the deal they gave him.
Yeah,
I believe they're still on the hook for some of John Gruden's money. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can't keep paying all these cats and ain't none of them working.
Yeah. So
I believe he gets another year. But I'm going to be honest with you. That was a bad hire from the start. They should have kept the dude that took over last year when Gruden got fired. He took him to the playoffs. The team rallied around him. In my opinion, you know, at that point, you could have just continued to grow. That's what happens when you think the grass is greener on the other side. That's exactly what happens.
Yeah, I would demote him to consultant and just put him in the office somewhere in the corner as far away from his team as possible. Yeah, but yeah, hey, but that's just me.
Yeah, but all that money they're paying that dude.
You're just not going to get a return on investment. Sometimes my dad always says, hey, some point in time, you got to learn how to cut your losses. And if you don't cut enough of your losses, the losses that you don't cut off, that's going to grow. And that's what's happening with the Rays. They got this, you know, take the L, own up to it, and try to get this house in order. Just like a couple other NFL teams that we're going to talk about. So, coming up on Sunday, Fox NFL action. We kicking off with the Philadelphia Eagles traveling to the New York Giants to take, in a matchup and for the NFC East. If the Eagles win, I do believe we are pretty much clinching a playoff spot. New York, after that tie last week, is pretty much kind of need this game for playoff, to stay in playoff contention. However, I mean, it's not make or break for them, neither one of these teams. However, the Giants got a dilemma. Running back Saquon Barkley has a neck injury and he is questionable to play. Now, I know you guys really don't like my squad. I get that. Everybody wants the mighty fall. Everybody thought that the Titans was going to beat us. Everybody thought that the Packers was going to beat us. And everybody thinks later on down the line that the Cowboys was going to beat us.
Not everybody.
So, and I like it. I actually love it. Just keep it coming. Don't even root for us to win the motors. Because as long as y'all keep doubting us, this dude, Jalen Hurts, keeps answering the bell. They said he couldn't run. They said he could. We had trouble running the ball. Ran for over 300 yards over the Green Bay Packers. They said Jalen Hurts couldn't throw the ball. Threw for almost 400 yards on the Titans. They said he couldn't shut down the run with every running back for the past 3 weeks, whether it was Jonathan Taylor, Dylan and Jones in Green Bay, or Derrick Henry, shut all three of them down. All of them. My Philadelphia Eagles have answered every bell, silence, every critic.
So you're welcoming the haters?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Well, guess what? I have a Jalen Hurts jersey, so leave me alone.
You still got CeeDee Lamb too, so I can't give you too much.
I got up the look, man. I'm going for
you. You got extra credit and minus credit, so everything's going to bounce.
I ain't asking for no credit. I like the jersey.
Good, because my credit's terrible.
But hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
All right, hey man. Look, I'm telling you now. Can we just? I know we got to get to these picks, but can I just talk about the Raiders just for a second? All right, let me just talk about it.
Oh, have at it.
And it's not going to be pretty. See, the Raiders, they're just, I kind of look at them, equate them to the Lakers right now. These cats are just hemorrhaging money, just throwing it down the toilet. Now, folks, y'all could do a whole lot better with that money than what you're doing, right? First of all, when they hired Chucky, Now, you know, I didn't like that at all because Chucky was overrated anyway. And before we found out about his racist butt, right, he fit better in the booth. Now, he was a pretty good broadcaster, analyst, right? Pretty good there. All right? Let him stay there because you have to go all the way back when he won his first championship. I believe that was with Tampa Bay, right?
Right.
Whose team was that? That was Tony Dungy's team.
Yes, it was.
It was Tony Dungy's team. So he's been riding on the coattail. And when the Raiders, I think the Raiders signed him for a $10 million a year. Was it a 10-year contract before they found a way to fire him?
Yep.
That's right, because of his stupidity. See, they haven't been right, like I said, since they, Mark, tell me if you agree with this or not. They haven't been right since they left Los Angeles and went back to Oakland. Nothing there. Crickets. Mark. Okay, we lost his audio in that for a second here. But again, I mean, guys, check this out. Mark.
No, well, here.
Okay. The Raiders have, in my opinion, they haven't been relevant since they, remember they left Oakland, came to Los Angeles, and Al Davis screwed everybody, then went back to Oakland, right? Matter of fact, the NFL tried to sue him, and he won. I mean, this cat was just brilliant. You may not have liked his tactics or anything like that, but what was his slogan? Win, baby, win. And I have to go along, and Romar, he said earlier it was the players. I'm going to have to say it was both, but mainly the coach. The coach, yeah. Man, because how in the world, mistake after mistake, week after week, these things you got to address before you plan on going anywhere.
Only reason I say is it won't the coaches because they are grown.
You can't leave him out.
I know you can't, but these are grown men. You know what you're supposed to be doing, and you know.
You know what? I don't mean to cut, but you know, I agree with that. But I got to put it on the front office, and I say it because you're paying people premium money to evaluate talent. You're paying people premium money to bring in that talent and to win. And when you cannot bring that talent in, then you got to start at the top. I mean, you look at the Raiders right now, they got some premium pieces in.
Yeah.
They got premium pieces over the years. And one thing Al Davis was good at was evaluating talent. He didn't care about that. Oh, well, Johnny got out of prison last week. Can he play here? Bring him in here.
Strap him up.
That was, I mean, it's just straight up.
His son don't know what he's doing.
And I think sometimes you inherit things, and that's what I'm alluding to. And his son gets to inherit a team, and he has no clue of what he is doing.
That's right.
You go and get Mike Mayock, who was on the NFL Network, and make him your general manager. And this dude made mistake after mistake after mistake. You go, I don't think bringing Gruden back in was a horrible idea. But then they come out, well, he said this in emails. You know, it gets to a point where, hey, man, you got to watch what you're saying in your own house. I'm starting to wonder how this works, because everything that a person does, the next day it's on social media.
Yeah.
So in the NFL, in the court case against the Commanders, it turns out they were the ones that realistically dimed John Gruden out about the emails, whatever it was. He said, you know what? I don't know. I guess.
This is what happened, Mark. Sorry about that. This is what happened. Dan Snyder leaked those emails out to try to get all the heat off of his back and put it on Bruce Allen. John Gruden was for real, he was just collateral damage.
Well, here's the, but see, I guess what I'm getting at is that, see, if Mark Davis knew what he was doing, I'd say, you know what? I ain't firing this man. Now what you gonna do? Cause he gonna coach this team. It might have been a storm for a week or two or whatever, but I wouldn't have fired him. I mean, you bring this dude in, give it an opportunity to build. You go out, you get Josh McDaniels. You've seen the dude went to Denver and collapsed. I mean, if you look at a resume, I work for Bill Belichick. No, I ain't hiring him because everybody that comes out of that stable ends up feeling. I don't know how, what made them think this cat was going to be any different the second time around.
No, and that's the thing. That's the part that kills me, Mark, because you just said it. You seen him collapse from Denver. That means you already played against him coaching at least two times a season. You know firsthand how bad he is.
So you have an Eric Bieniemy out there
that you also play twice a season.
That's the best offense coordinator in football. But yet, for some reason, he can't get a sniff. I mean,
it's a good point. Like you said, it's that front office, man. It is stupidity, mistake after mistake. And one thing you said, Mark, that I'm going to have to pick up on, and that is when these heirs inherit a team, you can go back to the Buss family with the Lakers.
But you see, like you say, the inheritance of the team, like I think with the Buss family and with the Vegas situation, they're trying to find a way to separate themselves to leave their own imprint on what their parents did before them. So they're trying to make it their own thing.
Yeah, but you have to know what you're doing. Yeah. And if you don't know what you're doing, you get somebody that knows what they're doing, and then you can study them. And then maybe one day you can make the decisions necessary to improve your team. But you can't.
Here's the problem. I mean, here's the problem.
Go ahead.
He mentioned the Lakers. Here's the problem. Jerry Buss dies. They let Jim Buss come in there, which was a total disaster. Then I'm thinking, okay, Genie's going to take over. Now people are going to disagree with me when I say this. Well, I'll tell you. First mistake he made, when he runs out, hires Magic.
Yep.
Walt Polinka. Number one, Magic ain't no GM. Magic can tell you a little bit about talent, what's going on. Hell, he blew up half the team too with some of the moves he made. Get rid of Zubats for some dude with Scala. I still ain't seen that dude. I mean, this ridiculous stuff.
That's right.
What she should have done is she should have reached back out to Jerry West and said, look, I know my brother or whoever screwed you up. That didn't have nothing to do with me. I need you to come on home.
Period. I agree with that.
That's right.
Come on home and get this in order for me, because right now this stuff is a mess. That was the first move he should have made. Then the next thing was this. When they fired Mike Brown or whoever it was after four games, I knew that was happening when the preseason. I said, man, he ain't won a preseason game. Let the regular season start off like this. This dude is gone. Instead, they go, I forget who it was they brought in. That's how horrible it's been with the coaches they had. And instead of bringing back Phil, should have brought him back. They said, hey, Phil, come back. We need to get us on track. Once we're on track, you want to retire, go ahead. But right now, we need you back here now. They bring in this dude, Polika. He's made nothing but mess after mess after mess. To some point, I got to look at LeBron and say, how much are you a part of this for being low-key, throwing this dude under the bus? Reaching over to the Raiders, same thing. Al Davis, he kept his core people from the duration. I've been watching football. The people he had never left. All of a sudden, he gets sold. He passes. His son comes in, brings in, which he had Bruce Allen for a while. During the time Bruce Allen was there, they weren't too bad. I don't know what happened. They let him go. He starts bringing in this riffraff and, hey, gets the money to go to Vegas, and that team is a mess.
It's awful.
I mean, you got guys on that team. I'm sure if Devontae Adams could sit back and look at it and say, man, wait a minute. Can y'all possibly figure out a way to get me back to Green Bay? Because I can't believe I done got myself in this mess. I am miserable. This is a total disaster, man. I mean, you know, some of these teams, like I said, it's a shame. When the owners have been there for years and they pass, the same thing with the Chargers. Mm. I mean, you had Alex Spanos had that team for so long, his son Dean takes over. That's, no, you don't hear much about it. That system is a mess.
And you got a lot of offense on that team. Yeah. And defense, they built ready to win, but can't find a way to win.
That's why the coach is responsible. That's why you have a coach. And you know, I understand you said, Romari, hey, these guys are grown men, but now you've got to have that coach, because he's the one that you got the pieces. Make the pieces work together.
Yeah.
All right.
Very true.
Make the pieces work together. Because if it's not the coach, then why do you need them? That he is an important factor.
Yes.
Each and every year in football, that coach gonna win two or three games for you by the way he's coaching. In basketball, it's a little bit more.
Yeah.
All right. So if you got the pieces, you got to know how. It's just like cooking meal, right? That's you don't right. put the right ingredients in there, it's not gonna come out right.
You gotta have the right ingredients, the right cook, and the right tools. You got to have the proper tools. And right now, we still talking about the Lakers, right?
No, we talking about.
We still talking about the Raiders. I mean,
yeah,
Raiders and Raiders, Lakers, same boat. They just need to fire. The front office needs to go.
That's right.
Because if you got all this talent that you've acquired and you can't even win a simple game, they're like four and eight this season in close games.
That's a doggone shame.
The exact opposite of what they were last season.
And see, the close games, those are the ones that the coach help you win.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Versace will help you win. McDaniels will help you lose.
Hey, I heard that. I heard that.
So, with that being said,
yeah, we need to get our picks in.
New York, anybody?
Huh?
Giants, Eagles, anybody picking New York?
I can't say that.
Anybody?
No. Hey, I don't know about you. My market's solid over there.
I ain't doing that. I think New York is already going to decline here.
Yeah.
Yeah, wrong. As far as Rev goes, Rev has already said that the Giants are not going to lose any more football games.
Okay.
I mean, not going to win any more football games this season.
I'm surprised they're going this many.
Hey, they had a great season.
Yeah, give them their props.
They 7-4-1, about to be 7-5-1. And next week they might be 7-6-1 because I still don't see Saquon being back by the time they play the Redskins next week. So I'm mailing that one in too.
All right. Hey, me too.
All right. So let's talk about two other teams in New York. This is going to be a matchup right here. We got the 7-5 Jets against the 9-3 Buffalo Bills in Buffalo.
Oh boy. That's a tough one. Didn't the Jets just come off a tough loss?
Yes, they came off a tough loss and they, I think it was against Minnesota and they were down by, they were down and they came back. They almost came roaring back. Mike White is getting some experience and he has pretty much snatched this football team away from Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson was just abysmal this season.
And
a little bit childish and a little bit arrogant. That's why he's no longer the starting quarterback. And he might be on the trade block. You might see him in Carolina next year.
Okay.
But that's neither here nor there. That's neither here or there. But honestly, I like Mike White. Yes, he has to protect the football, but he can sling that rock. He has some weapons. And that defense, yo, this is for real. I'm not saying this is one of those Rex Ryan defense where they had Revis Allen and those guys in their front seven, but this defense is a whole lot better than it was before. And they got some dogs. They got Quinnen Williams on the, in the interior, and they got arguably the not only the best corner in the league, but arguably, you know, the shoe went for defensive rookie of the year in Sauce Gardner. And you get Sauce Gardner against Stephon Diggs. Oh Lord, sign me up.
Ooh, boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Sign me up.
So who you taking?
I got the Jets.
Me too. I thought I was going to be the only one out here. Just
Von Miller's out for the season for Buffalo. Now, don't get me wrong. This is not going to be an easy game.
No, it's not.
Josh Allen is still going to get his.
It's going to be cold.
I think his name is Elijah Wood. I mean, Elijah Cook. I'm on Dalvin Cook's little brother. Buffalo needs to start giving him some more touches. Cause the way I seen him, run the football last week, he could be the missing part of that offense to keep those chains moving. He can really tote the rock. But I haven't seen it yet. And against this Jets defense, give me the edge for New York just this week, because this AFC North is a very competitive division.
Well, you said just by touchdown?
Yeah. Just by a field goal. But it's going to be a Jets.
I'm taking the Jets, too.
I got Buffalo.
Okay, Mark? It's a tough one.
They playing in Buffalo. I got to go with Buffalo. They're home team.
All right.
And that New York team is nasty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, you could consider it a bit of an upset, too, if the Jets win. I would call it an upset, but I'm picking upset.
Yeah, numbers wise, it'd be an upset. And give me the Bills offense over the Jets offense, but give me the Jets defense over the Bills defense right now. And the Bills defense ain't nothing to sniff at. Those boys have been getting the job done, but I just got this thing with the Jets right now. They've been pulling off some upsets this week, and I think they're gonna pull off some more. And speaking of, my guy, we got the Rev in the building. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Body Rev?
Man, you came in time. You must have been watching. You came just in time for NFL picks. I already told the guys that you had already mailed in the Giants against the Eagles. You already said the Giants is not winning no more football games this season. Yeah, so we moving on. Well, tell me how you doing, then talk about the Jets against the Bills, man.
Tough week this week. If you don't know, I'm gonna let you know. Had to bury my grandmother this week. A few months ago, I had to bury my mother, so it's been kind of tough over the last 60 to 70 days in the Taylor household. But, you know, they built a strong man. They built somebody strong. Emotions are all over the place on Thursday. But, hey, I'm here, I'm well, and I'm ready to kick it back with the fellas.
Yeah, we're getting a little feedback on your end, Mark. I don't know what it is. Maybe an external speaker or something. I mean, not you, Mark. I mean, Rev. Get a little feedback. All right.
Okay. I just got the phone on.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on.
Well, you sound a little bit better there. Okay. All right. But anyway, yep. So I think we oh, his pick for
yeah, Jets against the Bills. Who you got, brother?
Man, Buffalo.
Uh-oh. So it's 3-2, Mel.
That's okay.
That's all right. That's all right. Because I'm picking the Jets. I'm picking the Jets.
Yeah, I got the Jets too. So we will keep the Jets.
Those boys are young, hungry, and nasty.
Yeah. But they can't score.
Well, we'll find out. But well, they're gonna keep Buffalo from scoring this week.
Yeah. It's
You know what? If they do, whoever lose, I'm good.
I know that.
That'd be great too.
Oh yeah, they tied like this like Washington and New York last week. You'll love that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it very well could happen because
you just had to do
I don't trust neither one of them in close games. If you want to keep it 1,000.
Well, you wouldn't bet your house on it.
Oh no, I'm not trusting Buffalo in a close game, and I ain't trusting the Jets in a close game. So, what they both have been known, especially Buffalo, to screw it up in the past. Right. So, I think give me the Jets.
The Jets got a little chip on their shoulder, you know, coming off last week's loss. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not gonna make the same mistake twice. So another divisional matchup, AFC North. We got Cleveland taking on Cincinnati. Now
Cincinnati
has never beaten Cleveland under the helm of Joe Burrow.
Well, I'm taking Cincinnati this week.
Yeah, I'm going with Joe.
In Cincinnati.
I'm taking Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati, I don't know you guys whether you agree with me or not, but they have a whole different look this year. I mean, not only with the uniforms, but I'm talking about the way the whole makeup of the team, the attitude, and the way they're playing.
Oh, they done lost Chase. Chase not playing.
Yeah, Jamar Chase been in and out the lineup. They been doing a lot of their damage without Jamar Chase in the lineup.
No, he got hurt like a few weeks ago.
He got hurt again. He had just got back from an injury. A lot of their success has been without Jamar Chase in the lineup. That's the crazy thing. But I think what you're alluding to, Dad, is they got a sense of confidence now.
They do.
Because they've been there. They know what it takes to get there. So, as opposed to last year where they've never been there, they already know how to feel, how it feels. They already know what to look for. And they see certain similarities in between this season and last season. And that's a little something to get excited about.
Right.
And that's what you're seeing out the Cincinnati Bengals. Now I don't really want to go by numbers with them because their first part of their season was pretty bad.
Yeah, they're playing in Cincinnati.
They're playing in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
They have been a much better team over these last four or five games than it was the first part of it. So,
yeah.
I gotta give them their props on that.
Right, right.
And I'm a roll with Cincinnati too, because Deshaun Watson is still looking kind of rusty. That Cleveland Browns defense is pretty solid, but this is always going to be a close game. Joe Burrow's going to sling that rock on them boys, man.
Yeah.
Yo, Mark.
I'm going to go with Cincinnati in this game.
Oh, I guess this is going to be a clean sweep. Hey, Rev, who you got?
Yeah, Rev.
Man, look, it's one thing that Cincinnati has, their Achilles heel. Their Achilles heel is their offensive line versus the Cleveland Browns.
Mm.
And four games versus the Cleveland Browns that Joe Burrow has played in. As you said, he is 0-4, but has been sacked about 20 times in four games.
That's too many.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's five sacks a game. And usually sacks come on third down when it's get off the field. We know that the Browns offense did not look well against a defense that allows people to throw the ball on them. Herm Edwards said it yesterday on Barton Hahn. The grass don't lie. The grass know the cheat. And the boy ain't been on. The boy has been 700 days since he played an NFL game. I believe he's going to come out a little bit better. Deshaun Watson going to come out a little bit better than he did against Cleveland, because now he got some game time experience trying to get back in the flow. But the Cleveland defense, without Jamar Chase to threaten them down the field, I think he's going to step up and get Super Joe a couple times.
Okay. You know, and also, know Cleveland is 5-7. It's making it do or die
still
for them.
For that last playoff spot too.
It is do or die for the Cleveland Browns. So I might be reluctant to change. I might change my pick by the time I holler at Kevin tomorrow. But right now, I'm leaning towards the Bengals.
Well, no, yeah. So Mark, you got the Browns.
No, Mark got Cincinnati.
No, I'm talking about. I'm sorry, Rev. You got the Browns.
I got the Browns.
Ro?
I might change.
Who you got in this game?
I said Cincinnati. I'm going with Joe to break his streak.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm on the fence about that one, because it's something that says about when a team has your number.
All right. So
that structure of that team has to break before that number changes.
You can't change your pick tomorrow. All right. So who you?
I can't change it on here, but I can change when before I talk to Kevin. I got to a game time tomorrow. Right now, I got Cincinnati. But by the time I holler at Kevin tomorrow and send those picks in, it might be Cleveland. That's all I'm saying. But right now, yeah.
That sounds like
give me Joe Burrow, because they still got T. Higgins. They still got Tyler Boyd. If they can control the ball, they control the clock, run the ball efficiently with Joe Mixon, they got this.
You sound like Mandrill and Fence Walk. Yeah, go ahead. All right.
Never saw them. Anyway.
That's a crew.
Okay, so we took care of the North. We took care of New York. We took care of Ohio. Now we're gonna go all the way down to Texas. And we're gonna mail in the Cowboys versus Houston.
You know what?
As your future daughter-in-law is looking at you.
I know she's looking at me. I don't care because nothing I would love better than Houston to win a game. All right, because they're 1-1.
Yes, they're 1-1. They have the first pick.
They won't win this week against them boys.
They is.
We them boys. They won't win this week against them boys.
Yeah. I don't see a chance in hell that they Houston.
You know,
I hate to even have to pick this game.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? Any given Sunday, I don't know.
Dallas. All I ask is go easy on Lovey, man. Don't do him like y'all did, man. Jeff Sorry.
Oh, Lord. I don't have no sympathy for Lovey Smith, because he shouldn't have took that trash.
Exactly.
Job.
He had no business taking the job.
Oh, my God.
I think they coerced him into taking this job.
But
I think they got some dirt on Lovey. It's like, look, you going to take this head coaching gig or else.
You know,
they gave Lovey that job because what's that quarterback that used to play and he was they was gonna give it to him, but they didn't want the backlash, so they just gave it to Loving.
Right. You know what? I was looking at the game last week, and I looked at Jeff Saturday, and when he was just getting that spanking, that barnyard behind the barn spanking, I could see in his face, it's like, Lord, why did I even do this? Why would I want to embarrass myself on national?
I knew what was going to happen when he took the job. We all saw this on the way.
But 54 to what? What was his score? 54 to what?
19?
Something like that.
But they scored 33 of those 54 in the fourth quarter because Matt choked the game out. Ryan choked the Super Bowl. Ryan kept giving them people the ball.
Yeah, man, the ice got melted.
Man.
Yeah, that's all.
It was just ugly. And the offense was just giving up, just turnover after turnover after turnover, and Dallas picking up the ball, just walking in the end zone. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was absolutely horrible. Sonya, you enjoyed that, didn't you? I bet you did.
Yeah, you enjoyed this week, too, because I don't give Houston a shot and you know what against Dallas right now.
I would pick Dallas, but
I don't like them.
I don't like either
one of them.
Me either. I would pick Dallas, but I'm rooting for Houston.
I can't even root for Houston.
I'm going to root for Houston.
Houston's one of those teams. I just want them to throw the whole thing away. Now, if you want to rename something else, Houston Texans, yeah, you can that's got to go.
Oh boy, it might be a shocker this week.
Y'all need to bleach the Houston Texans. Oh, okay,
Lord. Hey, write this down. It could be a shocker this week.
Anybody know the point spread on this game?
1,000.
Enough. The point spread is enough.
Oh my God. Okay.
17.
I'm just hoping against hope. And if Dallas, Dallas walking in.
I believe Houston gonna cover the point spread.
but it's not gonna be enough to win.
But they can win you some money.
Yeah.
They'll cover the point spread or the yard spread. I mean, are they going to score 17 points or are they just getting 17 yards?
This is too funny.
Dallas ain't going to beat them by 17. I think this has to be one of the biggest point spreads I've ever seen in my life in NFL football.
Man.
Has to be. I mean, the Jets and Bills with Buffalo's minus 10.
And what is this one? Minus what?
17.
Minus 17.
It's almost three touchdowns, yo.
That's what. All right, so let's go to a closer game than anybody. I need you guys' input on this one because I think this one, don't let the record dictate how good this game is going to get.
Okay.
The Minnesota Vikings, 10-2, headed to Detroit.
Ooh.
To face the Lions.
I got Detroit in this game.
Jameson Williams will be in the lineup.
This has to be the weirdest. This has to be the weirdest point spread ever in the history of the NFL.
I've never seen a game where the team is 10-2 and they are underdogs against a 5-17.
Yeah,
it's the Kirk Cousins effect.
But they're playing at 1:00.
It's still.
It's 4:30. Oh, it's 4:30. All with Kirk Cousins is trash.
Well, you know, I tell you, I've been listening to Sports Center and checking out, and a whole lot of guys and ladies, they agree with you on look at the Detroit Lions this year. And I've never said this before because remember they really had a chance to win on Thanksgiving. They had a chance to win. That was a pretty close game.
I needed them to win on Thanksgiving.
The Lions had a chance to have the Vikings record. Let's just call it what it is. They've gone through a lot of injuries, and they've lost some games that they should have won.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
This is going to be the first game for that's the rookie wide receiver from Alabama.
Yeah, Jameson Williams will be here.
He's gonna help out Jared Goff.
Jared Goff and the Vikings on secondary is garbage.
They can go down the field with him because he good at.
Hey, I'm glad y'all said something. Let me go look at my fantasy and go grab this dude off the fantasy.
I tell you what, this is the first time I can remember in a long, long time, if ever, hoping or rooting for the Lions. I mean, this is one I'll watch. Normally, if the Lions are playing, I won't even watch the game. I don't care who they're playing. Cause I just dislike them that badly because of the way they've been playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, they've been balling, like you said, And it's a whole different team, even though they're 5-7, but they got a whole different look.
Yeah, right? It's a whole different look.
I mean, it's no question about
but
it.
But I said this beginning season. I said this beginning season, these lines are different.
You did.
They just went through a bad streak of games, but their last four have been very impressive.
I'm going to take them this week.
Too. They were at one point in time, they was leading the league in points scored, number one scoring offense. For points. Then they dived off that. Now they're back up to that scoring 30 points a game again.
Detroit, so, I'm giving you one shot, okay?
But like I said, they're facing a 1 o'clock Kirk Cousins. Give me the Vikings.
Whoa. I'm taking the Lions.
If this was an 8 o'clock Kirk Cousins, then yeah, give me the Lions. But no, this is a 1 o'clock Kirk Cousins. That's a winner. Give me the Lions. Give me the Vikings.
He gets sleepy at 8 o'clock.
It's a little bit past his bedtime.
Who you got, Barb?
Prime time is past his bedtime.
Who you got, Barb? Where's Mark?
I'm gonna. That's a weird game. I'm going with Minnesota though.
Uh-oh. Am I the only one that's rooting for the Lions this week?
Everybody else got the Rev. Rev, Romar.
Okay.
Yeah,
I ain't take no Lions.
Oh,
see,
I ain't take them people, man. I'm going with the fighting Kirk Cousins. He is disrespected today. He's been disrespected.
Yes, he has.
Okay. All
right. Test that man's game. So at 1 o'clock,
I'm giving Detroit a chance this week. I'm taking Detroit.
Taking them too.
Romar got Detroit too. Who's Mark here? Mark, you got the Vikings.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you, Mill?
Oh, I got Minnesota.
Okay.
If this game gets flexed, I'm switching to the Vikings. I mean, so I'm switching to the Lions. If this game gets flexed,
Mill, you can't keep switching like that. I know this is your show, but you can't be switching like that.
We gotta start giving Mill a nickname. His nickname Flip Flop.
Yeah.
He trying to use flex pick.
No, hey,
if they flex the schedule, why can't I flex my pick?
And you know, hey, Rev, it's either Flip Flop or Slip and Slide, one of them. I don't know.
You know what? This is a family show. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Undecided.
Jaguars against the Titans.
Oh, Titans. We don't need. Yeah, go ahead. You have
Derrick Henry. After my Eagles shut down Derrick Henry, I think it's time for him to redeem himself. He ain't been himself in a month.
Let's keep it
1,000. I think he's going to redeem himself against Tennessee. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm taking Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Ref?
Who the Titans got?
Yeah.
Jaguar.
Yeah.
Jackson. Give me the fighting Trevor Lawrence.
I should have known because look, if y'all don't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is Studio W Sports page. I got my man Romar and my dad WB riding shotgun with me online. I got the boxing guru Mark Daniels and my man the Rev, and me and the Rev go back and forth over Mr. One Ryan Tannehill. He's gonna pick against Ryan Tannehill every chance he gets. Something he did. He used to be a Dolphin. He did something to that man. But I'm gonna let sleeping dogs lie.
He lost his tan.
Yeah, bomb team Tannehill. And we all know that Rev is never gonna let me live that down. So
okay,
as long as I'm riding with Team Tannehill, he will not. And that's cool. I still love him. That's my brother.
All right,
but Team Tannehill this week. Let's do this. Okay.
He's on another level.
That's right. He's going to be on another level this week, especially against Jacksonville.
The level he came up on was from the basement to the first floor. He still ain't reached the penthouse yet.
That's all right, but we got to do it with some steps. We got some. We got the kitchen.
But the elevator ain't working.
What? Yeah, it's well, almost got a word if we made it from the basement. Bathroom,
cause he keeps on himself.
That's all right. We got a kitchen and a bathroom, living room, big screen TV. We don't need to go upstairs just yet. We good. The party's still going on.
Right.
AFC North matchup. This is going to be another interesting one. 8-4 Baltimore minus Lamar Jackson.
Ooh.
is going to your daughter's
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, oh, Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes, yes. Boy. While the mic is hot, WB, since your daughter's not here to defend her team,
I'm going to defend her. I'm taking Pittsburgh.
You take it? Oh,
I'm taking Pittsburgh because I know, and he, for the first time in his whole career, he may not enter with a winning season. All right, you know who I'm talking about, my boy. But he hasn't had the pieces this year. He really hasn't had the pieces or something. The doggone offensive line. The main problem is the offensive line. It's like Swiss cheese, right? Got holes all in it, man. You can't win like that. But I'm gonna take it this week. I'm standing up for you, Nick. I'm gonna take the loss for you.
Hey, real.
Let me tell you something about Mr. Mike Tomlin. And WB said it. The man has never had a losing season. And he will not have a losing season this year. He is going to beat Baltimore. And Baltimore, Lamar Jackson need Baltimore to lose because he want to make sure his money is, he's trying to secure the bag. So, there's a guy on Pittsburgh team, I don't think they have lost since he's been back in the lineup. That is Mr. T.J. Watt. As long as Pittsburgh got TJ and Minka in the lineup, they got a shot. Kenny Pickett has picked up his play. George Pickens, the wide receiver, is he a monster. Counting that, if you better get Pittsburgh this year, because next year they ain't gonna be trifle.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
I just need Pittsburgh corners to step up too.
It's also
corners if the quarterback on his back.
That's true. Yes. Now, Baltimore.
Let me ask you a question, WB. You've been watching ball a little bit longer than I've been watching ball.
Huh?
When the last time Pittsburgh had some good quarterback besides Rod Woodson?
Oh, Lord. Yeah. All right.
Exactly. So
point well taken. That,
you don't need no corners.
Man, I think they better start recruiting some, though.
Also, I want to point out that Baltimore, under the helm of Tyler Huntley. See, this is not their first rodeo with Tyler Huntley. They lost their last four when Lamar Jackson's out the line of Tyler Huntley starting. Yo, Mark.
Yo.
Who you got? Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Who you got?
I got Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Baltimore it is.
Bro?
No, I got Pittsburgh.
You got Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Bro got Pittsburgh. All right. Rev, you taking Pittsburgh this week, too?
Yes, sir. Give me
those
steel curtain going back up, baby.
Hey,
it's 10:59, but I gotta check with the CEO. Hey, we got a couple more games to talk about.
Let's get them all in.
All right, Chiefs against the Broncos. Well, we mailed this one in.
Oh man!
Look, before we mail this one in, I want to say this one thing real quick. That ain't Russell Wilson. I don't know who that is that's playing for the Denver Broncos. That is not Danger Russ. That is not the Russ that represents Collegiate High School RVA. I don't know who this dude is.
It's the altitude.
No, Nathaniel Hackett cannot be that bad that Russ looks like that out there. I said coaching matters. Nathaniel Hackett's on his way out. That defense is awesome. Number two or number six in score defense. And that offense is dead last in the league.
It's a shame.
There's no way Nathaniel Hackett can't be that bad.
It's a high altitude.
The Denver Broncos are so bad, you got to spread the blame around. This can't all be on one person. It can't be.
I have to agree.
The Broncos are not winning any more games this season.
How many games he's won? Four?
Three.
Oh, I gave one more than they. Yeah, okay. And yeah,
Christmas came already for them.
And they playing in Denver this week? Or yeah. Does it matter, really?
Yeah, they're playing in Denver, but this is Kansas City. Pat Mahomes got to redeem himself off. Pat Mahomes is ticked off out for last week. Cincinnati.
If they lose this one, Kansas City,
Owns Kansas City, but Kansas City owns Denver right now.
You might be shocked to hear this. Kansas City lose this game. It's not going to be looking good for them for the rest of the year.
They not going to lose this game.
Okay.
They not. Yo, Roma.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Oh, I already know. Hands down.
Okay. So we mailing this